Turning your Bibles, if you would, to Joshua 1.
请把圣经翻到约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Genesis, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Joshua.
集记、立位记、民数记、生命记、约书亚记。
A couple weeks ago, my son mentioned this word. Doesn't work on mute. We can rely upon the Holy Spirit for a lot of things, but we still need voice.
我们能够依靠圣灵做许多的事情，但是我们还是需要能够听到声音。
A couple weeks ago, my son mentioned to me this verse, this third verse in Joshua 1, and how meaningful it was to him as he began school.
在几个礼拜以前，我的儿子向我提起《约书亚记》第一章第三节这句话，对他在刚刚开学的时候，对他是非常有意义的。
The unknown environment of new classes, of new teachers, the Lord gave him this verse and gave him great comfort as he would go through the day that he, wherever he put his foot down, there it could be claimed for the Lord.
对着有新的老师、新的课程，他许多事情都是不知道的，但是主就把这句话给了他，成为他的安慰，让他进到学校里面去的时候，他所每走的一步路，他都能够都能够取得。
Joshua 1:3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
And then just looking over to the last chapter of Joshua.
我们再看到约书亚记最后一章。
Sort of see the end of the story.
那我们再看看这个故事的结尾是什么。
24th chapter is a beautiful chapter because in a very condensed space, Joshua reviews the history of Israel.
第24章是一段非常美丽的故事。在一个很经典的约书亚把以色列人的故事再说一遍。
In fact, this 24th chapter would be an excellent summary of what we are going to share today.
其实说起来第24章就是我们今天所要交通的一个总结。
We see a progression from the darkness of Egypt, Israel coming and gaining ground.
我们看见从他们从黑暗的埃及出来，然后直到他们得着地图。
And the conclusion in verse 13 of Joshua 24, and I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities which you had not built, and you have lived in them. You are eating of vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant.
约书亚记第二十四章第十三节。我赐给你们地图，非你们所修制的；我赐给你们诚意，非你们所建造的。你们就住在其中，又得吃非你们所栽种的葡萄园、橄榄园的果子。
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
那我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we do declare that this is holy ground this morning.
天父，我们今天宣称我们所站的就是圣地。
In fact, not only Sunday, but every day of the week is to be holy ground.
并不只是主日，乃是一周里面每一天都应该是圣地。
And right now we take this hour in the name of the Lord Jesus.
在这个时候我们就来靠着主耶稣的名。
We take this hour for speaking and for hearing by faith.
借着信我们来听来说。
We stand in the power of the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们站在主耶稣名的能力之下。
That this time would be to your glory, to your honor, to your benefit.
这段时间能够成为让你得到荣耀能得到尊贵的时候。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time we shared, 3 weeks ago, we began by giving a brief history of why is man here, God's eternal purpose.
三周以前当我们在这边交通的时候，我们就简单的说到人在这边的目的是什么，神的永远的旨意是什么。
And I think it's important that every day, when we enter a day, every time we come together as a fellowship around the Lord's table, Bible study, it's important to always reflect back, what is God's purpose?
当我们每天开始我们一天的时候，当我们每一次聚集在一起的时候，主日的聚集，星期五晚上的聚集，不管什么的聚集，我们都要思想到主神的目的是什么。
By knowing God's purpose, we can relate everything that happens during the course of the day, every event, every person we come in contact with something that is eternal.
若是我们知道神的目的的话，我们每一天所发生的事情，我们所接触的人事物，都是与神的永远的旨意有关。
There becomes a divine reason for every event that happens in the day.
在一天中所发生的每一件事情都有他神圣的目的。
Things are not just haphazard. Things are not just by chance. This plane that crashed 2 days ago was sovereignly allowed by God.
每一件事情的发生并不只是偶然的。两天前有一个飞机一个飞机失事，也是在神的允许之中。
Even though it is a tragedy, we do empathize, we sympathize, we sorrow, but it's nice to know that that has a order, it has a design, there is a plan that is over all of the events, even something as tragic as that.
即使是像这样子悲剧的事情，我们心里非常的难过。但是我们要认识，在这件事情后面还有神他自己神圣的计划，他的目的。
God has always had a desire.
神他一直有一个心意。
He's had a plan with a desire of something behind that plan.
他有一个计划，在这个计划的背后，他有一个心意。
And his desire in eternity past, in antiquity, has been to show off his son.
在永远的过去以前，他的心意就是要来彰显他的儿子。
There has been a limitation as to what God could do as far as expressing His Son.
在就是要彰显他儿子这一方面，神好像他有受到一些限制。
There were angels, no doubt, that appreciated God's Son.
那边有天使，他们当然是非常喜欢神的儿子。
There were fallen angels.Who no doubt knew of God's son and resented him.
那些堕落的天使，他们也知道神的儿子，但是而且他们还拒绝他。
But nevertheless, God has always had it in His plan to express, to manifest His son.
但是在神的计划里面，他一直是要彰显他的儿子。
I don't want to be irreverent in any way, but God's son was sort of like a museum piece that was not in a museum.
我不愿意我这样子说并不是不敬虔。神的儿子他好像一个放在博物馆里面的一样样品，但是却不是在博物馆里面。
His son was something like a beautiful art piece worth millions of dollars that was down in a River Oaks home that only a very few number ever came to see.
他好像一件非常美丽的艺术品，价值有几百万的美金，但是却是放在River Oaks 一个房子里面，只有少数的人能够看见。
And what happens to a lot of nice pieces like that, through death, or through just the generosity of the owner, they put this piece in a museum place so that many can enjoy it.
但是因着有些人他过去了，或者是因为他很大方，他们就把一些非常美丽的艺术品放到博物馆里面去，这样子有成千百的人都可以看见。
And I think all of us have enjoyed going to museums around the United States, around the world, and enjoying things of antiquity, 2,000, 3,000, even 4,000, 5,000 years old, enjoying these things because they were put on display.
我想我们每一个人若是在美国各地旅行的时候，或者在全国在全世界旅行的时候，去当我们去到博物馆里面，我们都会欣赏那些有几千年历史价值的那些艺术品。
And because of God's great high thought for His Son, He has in a sense, put him on display so that many could enjoy.
神既然这样看重他的儿子，所以他愿意把他摆出来，让众人都能够看见。
God also has another desire.
神还有另外一个心意。
And these two go together.
这两个是相连在一起。
And that desire is to subdue the earth, take dominion of the earth.
另外一个他就是要能够在这世界上掌权。
When we look at the creation, we see that every day when God created something on this earth, he said it was good.
我们看见在神的创造里面，每一天他的创造，他都说这是好的。
But on the second day, we don't see that phrase that it was good.
但是在第二天，我们却没有看见这句话说就是这是好的。
Something had not been taken care of.
就是好像有一些事情还没有做好。
There was a problem in that second day, and God did not say it was good.
在第二天里面有一些问题，所以神没有说这是好的。
Because Lucifer, the son of the morning, lives between the earth and the third heaven.
因为路斯伯就是早晨之子，他就住在这个天地之间。
And on that second day, when the firmament, the heavens were separated from the earth, in a sense, it was not completely good.
在第二天，当神把天和水地分开来的时候，好像并不是那么好。
God might say unfinished business.
神可以说是还没有完成的工作。
There was an enemy force. There was a spiritual force that was anti-God that was roving around that still had dominion.
那是仇敌的权力，那反对神的那个权力还存在那个空间里。
So God could not say it was good.
所以神不能说这是好的。
But it's his desire to make it good.
但是他有一个心意，就要把它变成好的。
And he has.Used man and always has used man to accomplish these desires.
他一直使用人来达成这他的心意。
He desires to have a man come back and take dominion of this earth.
他愿意有一个人能够回到这个世界来，能够再来掌权这个。
Where everything would come under the sovereign, divine control of God again.
每一件事情都能够再回到神圣的主宰权之下。
Now in a sense, as we said earlier, things are under divine control.
在我们刚刚已经说过，一方面就着一方面来说，一切的事情是在神的主宰之下。
We've shared many times, using the life of Job as an example, that Satan must get permission to bring death, sickness, anything.Not good for us. He must get permission from God.
从约伯的故事我们可以看见，撒旦不论要做什么事情，要把一些不好的事情带到我们身上，疾病、死亡或者一些事情，他都必须要得到神的许可。
But all we have to do is look at the morning paper, and we see that the heavy hand of Satan is rampant.
每一天早上，当我们打开报纸。我们看见新闻的时候，我们就发觉，撒旦他的那个掌权。
As we see one fifth of the earth filled with the Islamic religion.
我们看到五分之一这个世界都是回教徒。
Growing so rapidly.
他们的增长是这样的迅速。
Something that is anti-God.
那个是反对神的。
We know that Satan is alive and well.
我们知道撒旦他是活的，也是正在工作。
His forces, his authority is seen every day.
他的力量，他每一天我们都可以看得见。
And even in our own lives, things such as doubt, things such as worry, things such as fear, these are examples that there is a cloud of darkness. There is a force, an evil force that shrouds this earth.
即使在我们个人的生活里面，我们的疑虑、我们的焦虑、我们的担忧，也都能够看见说是有一片乌云，有一个这个邪恶的势力在这个世上。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美神。
This is not going to be forever.
这个并不是会永远存在的。
Thousands of years ago, the Lord God put into action a plan, a way in which to recover.This force, this earth.
在几千年以前，神就开始了他的计划，他的工作要来恢复这个地。
to a time, to a place when every knee will bow.
直到有一天，有一个时候，有一天，万膝要跪拜。
This morning, a few of us came around the Lord's table, and we acknowledged the Lord. We bowed our hearts to Him.
今天早上，我们有一些弟兄姊妹们来到主的桌子面前，我们来敬拜他，我们把我们的心跪在他的面前。
And we thank the Lord wherever we go. Around this earth, we come into a city and we find there are a few who have not bowed the knee to Baal that recognize the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord.
当我们在各地旅行的时候，每到一个城市，我们就感谢主，因为在那个城市就有少数的人，他们是未曾向巴利拜跪拜的，他们的心是归向神的。
This past weekend, Labor Day weekend, I was in New York and I was 300 feet for 5 days from the U.S. Open. Tennis tournament.
劳工节的这个周末，我在纽约，我们离网球赛的地方并不远。
The whole world this week is looking on the greatest event of tennis, which is the U.S. Open, and right there in Flushing, New York.
全世界的人都在看这个 U.S. Open 的网球赛。
And a block away while all this was happening, and those large airplanes were roaring into LaGuardia Airport, there was a group of people who were bowing their hearts to the Lord.
在那个飞机场的附近就有一般的人，他们在那里面，他们向着神跪拜。
Predominantly Chinese people.
大部分都是中国人。
That love the Lord.
他们实在是爱主。
From all different places on the earth, these 60 people were meeting to worship the Lord.
他们从世界各地来的，他大约有六十几个人，他们在那边敬拜主。
The Lord in this large city has a testimony.
在这个这么大的一个城市里面，神有他的见证。
And in most cities where we go, this spring I was in London, and I met with a small group of Chinese Christians that love the Lord.
这个春天的时候，我在伦敦，我与一些中国人的基督徒聚在一起，他们是爱主的。
I don't want to overemphasize the word Chinese, except that a lot of you are Chinese and can have appreciation for it.
我不愿意加强这个中国人这句话，但是因为大部分在座人都是中国人，你们一定会比较喜欢。
13 million people in London, and here was this group of 100 people who came around the Lord's table, and there were some white folks, and there were some Indians, and we all worshiped together.
有几百万的人在伦敦里面，但是在这边有一群的人，他们在那边敬拜神。
In a very small way, this is God's purpose. This is what He's after.
在一个就的一个小方面来看，这就是神的旨意。
He wants us to come to a time and a place where every minute of our day we're standing on holy ground. We say, "This is the Lord's ground."
他要我们到一个地步，我们在一天中每一个时刻。都说这是圣地，我们是站在圣地上。
And God created Adam with the intention that he would what? Subdue this earth. Take dominion of this earth.
神创造亚当，他在他的在神的心意里面就要亚当来掌管治理这个世界。
But Adam failed.
但是亚当失败了。
And the Lord was, however, did not fail.
但是我们的神却没有失败。
His plan did not fail.
他的计划没有失败。
He knew that man would fail.
他知道人会失败的。
But he knew that this would give him an opportunity to really demonstrate to man that which is of his heart.
但是他知道借着这些事情，他能够让人看见他的心意到底是什么。
We learn often through the negative.
我们常常是借着一些负面的事情来学到功课。
I've often thought, you know, if Adam had just eaten from that tree of life, he would be just conformed to the image of God.
我常常想到，若是亚当吃了生命树上的果子，他就被能够被磨成神的形象。
Now I'm sure that in time he would see that there is a great difference between himself. And God.
我想在有些时候里面，他一定会看见他自己与神之间的不同。
But it was through the fall and through our failure, through our sin, we really learn and appreciate salvation. We really appreciate the Lord Jesus.
因着人的堕落，因着我们自己的软弱，我们实在是很感激神的救赎之恩。
So even though sin is a horrible thing, it's a wonderful thought to think that the Lord even uses this in a very positive way. Our past failures, our past mistakes, He uses all of these things really to get us to appreciate His purpose.
罪恶是一件非常可怕的事情，但是神却我们却感谢神，他用的这些事情，我们过去所犯的一些错误，让我们来感激他的他的来看见他的心意。
So after saying that, this morning we just want to share in these brief minutes that we have the way God gains ground.
今天早上我们就愿意交通一些交通到神他得回他地土的。
The way God gains a people for Himself.
神要得着一般人。
The way God fulfills His purpose.
神能够使他的旨意达成全的方法。
Of having a people that express His Son.
他要得到一般人能够彰显他的儿子。
That love His Son.
能够爱他的儿子。
That have an appreciation for His Son.
能够感激他的儿子。
Because this is His grant. This is His purpose.
因为这就是他的心意。
Not very many people today appreciate His Son.
今天并不是有许多的人感激他的儿子。
Sad to say, most Christians appreciate the Lord Jesus for one reason. It's their salvation after death.
非常悲哀的，今天许多的基督徒，之所以感激主耶稣基督，就是因唯一的目的就是他们死了以后能够得到救赎。
It's a security blanket when I get a little gray hair and I get a little older and I know I'm gonna die. It's a security blanket.
好像是我们让我们能够得到安全的那个毯子一样，因为我的头发变灰白了，我好像离死不远了。
Many times the gospel is shared with just this one thought in mind that you're going to have eternal life, and the person receives Christ and their life ends right there as far as growth.
许多时候传福音的时候也只着重这一点，就是你死了以后能够得到永生。那他得救了以后，他的生活就他就停在那里。
How has God gained ground in the past?
在过去人是怎么样能够得到他的地主呢？
The second generation in Abel's life, how did God gain ground?
在第二代里面，在亚伯的身上，神是怎么样得到地主的呢？
Well, we see immediately, right after the fall, when Abel was born, when Cain was born, God began gaining ground.
我们看见在亚伯和该隐生下来以后，神就马上开始他得回地土的工作。
And in Hebrews 11:4,
在希伯来书十一章第四节，
we see by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。
Very interesting word. Abel, righteous.
非常有意思的字，亚伯，称义。
And if we were to look just another passage, First John.
就是我们在看到约翰一书第一章。
Right towards, close to Revelation.
非常靠近启示录。
First John 3:12.
约翰一书第三章，对不起，第三章第十二节。
Not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother, and for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
And just one other verse in Matthew 23.
在马太福音第二十三章。
35.
第三十五节。
Matthew 23:35.
马太福音第二十三章第三十五节。
That upon you may fall the guilt of all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel.To the blood of Zechariah.
叫世上所流义人的血都归到你们身上，从义人亚伯的血起，直到撒加利亚的血为止。
Ground is gotten by seeing our inadequacy.
我们能够得到那个地图，就是首先要看见我们自己的的罪恶。
Seeing ourselves as not having right standing with God.
看见我们自己在神的面前不能称义。
It's very difficult for us to say that we're unrighteous people.
叫我们自己说我们是不义的人是非常困难的。
But God says in Isaiah, even our righteousness, our good works is but filthy rags.
在以赛亚书神就说到我们的义行不过如破布。
Our good deeds, the very best that we can bring is filthy. It is unrighteous.
就是我们的好的工作我们那些我们所最好可以带到神面前的不过是破烂。
And no ground is got.
在那边得不到地图。
A lot of times we think we're gaining ground for God by hustling around the church.
许多时候我们以为我们在教会里面到处忙碌，我们就是在为神夺取地图。
We're doing this and we're doing that. And we're helping the neighbor because they're sick, and we just feel this is going to make God satisfied.
我们做这个，我们做那个，我们帮助我们的邻居，因为他们生病了，我们以为这样子就是来帮助神，神会满足。
We have good manners. We're easy to get along with in the office, and the Lord is going to be pleased.
我们有很好的态度，在公司的人都很喜欢我们，那神一定会很喜悦。
That attitude is called the spirit of king.
这样的态度就是称为该隐的灵。
The antithesis of Abel.
就是是与亚伯是相对的。
The secret in Abel's life is that he saw himself as unworthy.
亚伯的好的一点就是他看见他自己是不配的。
He saw himself as a sinner.
他看见他不过是个罪人。
He saw himself as that publican who cried out, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
他看见他不过是那个官吏向神哭求说求主你来拯救我赦免我。
Where Cain says, I'm okay.
但是该隐却说我不错。
I look around, I'm pretty good.
我四处看看我觉得我还不错。
Judging ourselves through relativity is a big relativity is a big trap.
若是我们是靠着相对的来平衡我们自己的话，这是一个很大的陷阱。
You don't have to look too far to see someone uglier than you.
你不用走很远就可以看见有一些人比你更不好。
See someone that's a little less kind.
有一些人比你更不仁慈。
See someone that's obviously selfish.
看见有一些人非常明显他就是很自私的人。
And we put on our position of self-righteousness.
我们就把自己放在一个自义的地位上。
And no ground has gotten Cain, though he was a tiller of the ground, never got ground for the Lord.
这样的话，我们并不能为神得到地土。虽然该隐是一个耕种土地的人，但是他却没有得到。
He did not satisfy the Lord's heart.
他并没有使神的心满足。
But when Abel cut the throat of that little lamb, He looked ahead thousands of years, and it was so clear in his heart, he saw the Lord Jesus.
当亚伯在宰割那个羊羔的时候，他是看到几千年以后，他看见主耶稣基督。
He didn't just see an Almighty God.
他并不只是看见一位全能的神。
He saw just as clearly as you and I this morning saw around the Lord's table, the Lord Jesus offering himself.
他乃是清清楚楚的看见，就像你我今天在饼杯的桌子面前清楚的看见一样，主耶稣他自己成为那位被献上的羔羊。
And he said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
他就对主说，主求你来怜悯我，因为我是一个罪人。
Enoch took ground.
以诺也得到那个地图。
I don't think we can look at Enoch but one moment and we just think of one thing, being raptured into heaven.
我们一想到以诺，就想到他被提到天上。
All of us have a thought. It's usually not exactly the most peaceful thought regarding death.
常常想到死亡的时候，并不是一个很平安的思想。
Our heart goes out even this weekend for those families that have lost people in this tragic plane crash.
在这件即使在这个周末，我们的心也是在非常同情那些因为飞机失事的家属们。
Every day we're reminded of death.
每一天我们都想到死亡。
But here is a person who bypassed death.
但是这边有一个人，他却越过了那死亡。
Haven't you ever thought, is there a way that I could come into that?
你有没有想过说是不是有 一条道路我也能够进入呢？
In a sense there is, brothers and sisters.
就着一方面来说弟兄姊妹是有一条路。
Enoch looked through thousands of years and he saw what? Resurrection.
以诺他看几千年以后他看见了复活。
Resurrection life was absolutely a part of his body, soul, and spirit.
复活的生命成为他灵魂体的一部分。
This wasn't something abstract.
这并不是一件抽象的事情。
This wasn't a good doctrine.
这并不是只是一个好的教义。
This wasn't a teaching to Enoch.
这并不是只是一个教导。
This was living in his very being.
乃是在他的里面是成为一个活的事实。
Not the first 65 years.
但并不是在他前面65年的时间。
But the next 300 years.
乃是在他后来的300年。
And each day, it says, he walked with God.
他说圣经说到他与神同行300年。
He had come into such intimacy.
他能够进到这样的与神亲密的关系。
There was no guilt in his life regarding his sin.
对的他并不会觉得很内疚。
He had seen his sin nailed to the cross.
他看见他的罪已经被钉在十字架上。
He already was experienced what we read in Ephesians 1. He lived in the heaven.
他已经经历到我们在以弗所书第一章所读到他乃是住在属天的境界。
And God took him.
然后神就把他取去了。
Do you think he was shocked?
你想他会很惊讶吗?
Do you think as he came into the presence of the Lord, he felt unworthy?
你想他到神的面前的时候他会觉得他自己很不配吗?
Was it a foreign experience?
觉得会是一个很不自在的感觉吗?
Have you ever walked into a palace or a very elegant dining room? Maybe, you know, you didn't have a tie on, you had a pair, and there was linen all over, and there's silver all over, and there's gold goblet, and you sort of felt uncomfortable.
你有没有进到过在一个王宫里面或者是一个非常美丽的一个餐厅里面去它有非常美丽的桌布有金器银器在那边然后你没有打领带然后就觉得自己很不自在。
You know, brothers and sisters, we sing about our love for the Lord Jesus, but I'm afraid if we were brought into his presence, even right now, there could be sort of an uncomfortableness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们虽然说我们爱主，但是今天若是我们真的在主的面前的话，也许我们会觉得不自在。
We have not lived on holy ground.
因为我们还没有活在圣地。
We feel much more comfortable in the world.
我们在世界上生活得非常的愉快。
We can go into our classroom tomorrow. We can go into the workplace tomorrow. We can slog it out. We can talk about the football game today that was the day before. Feel very comfortable.To walk into the presence of the Lord, how would we feel?
我们能够明天我们能够在课堂里面，在我们工作里面与人谈到足球赛的事情，我们觉得非常的自在。但是，若是我们在神的同在里面，我们会有什么样的感觉呢？
We are not really raptured people.
我们并不是那些可以被提的人。
We're not ready for the rapture.
我们还没有预备好。
And that's why a lot of us believe that there will be a partial rapture.
所以有些人就会认为说是有一部分的人先会被提。
That only those that feel comfortable with the Lord Jesus will be taken.
只有那些他们觉得在与神的同在非常自在的人，他们才会被提。
Enoch had taken that ground.
以诺得到了那个地。
And his sphere of influence had taken that ground.
他就得到那个地。
For 300 years he claimed this ground, the Lord.
300年之久。他为神得到了那块地。
He walked with his sandals off. He was on holy ground, and he could just step into the presence of the Lord.
他行走时候是没有穿他的鞋子，他是乃是行走在圣地上。
The Lord Jesus has come.
主耶稣来。
Now today the Lord Jesus resides in us.
今天主耶稣住在我们的里面。
We reside in him.
我们住在他的里面。
If Enoch could be translated like that, how much more we should live on that ground?
若是以诺能够那样子被提的话，我们今天岂不更应该活在那样的光景中吗
？And then there's Noah.
在挪亚。
And he took ground.
他也得到那块地。
120 years he lived by faith.
120年之久，他因信生而活。
While he built the ark.
他在那边建造方舟。
He lived a lot more years than that.
他还活了更多的年。
But it's 120 years while he was building that ark.
但是120年之久，他在那边建造方舟。
Holding ground for the Lord.
他为神得到了那块地。
All around him was treacherous and violent people.
在他四围的人都是充满了暴力的人。
There are parts in this city, there's parts in New York City, every big city, that you, when you drive through, you just pray that your car doesn't break down.
我在这个城里面，在或者在纽约里面，在当我们开车经过这个城的有某一部分的时候，我们就希望我们的车子在那边不会坏掉。
This is all the environment that no one knew.
这个是一个人不知道的一个环境。
His whole lifetime was just surrounded by this type of violence.
这是挪亚所知道的一个环境，他的一生的时间，他四围的环境就是那样。
The thing that I love about Noah is that it got down to one family being that thread to hold the ground.
我喜欢挪亚的故事，就是一直到只有一个家庭在那边，为神得到那块地。
A lot of times we can become discouraged. Well, there's just a few of us.
有时候我们觉得我们只有少数的人，爱主非常泄气。
Just a few people coming and hold this ground on Wednesday night prayer meeting.
只有少数的人在礼拜三晚上来，抓住这块土地。
But here we see history, in history, one person was the thread that held the ground.
但是在这个历史上，我们看见只有一个人在那个时候，他是站在这个地图上。
To keep God's purpose and plan intact.
让神的计划能够一直进行。
Of what? Manifesting His Son and subduing the earth.
能够让他的儿子彰显出来，能够管理这个世界。
Thanks to Noah.
我们感谢挪亚。
And then there's Abraham.
然后就说到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham had wonderful job.
亚伯拉罕有非常好的工作。
His job was even had a religious air to it.
他的工作甚至还与宗教有关系。
He was a spiritual man.
他是一个属灵的人。
Probably the wrong spirit.
是错误的灵。
But he could be a spiritual man and also make great money.
他能够成为一个属灵的人，然后还能够赚很多的钱。
The best of two worlds.
这是最好的两件事情。
But the Lord let him see heavenly ground.
但是神让他看见的那个属天的地。
The Lord let him see that he had something else in mind.
神让他看见在他的心意里面还有别的。
And he saw Christ and the city.
他就看见了基督和那个城，那座城。
And he forsook all and followed to take that ground.
他就撇弃了一切来得着，为要得着那块地。
And he lived like a nomad.
他就像一个游牧民族一样的生活。
He lived not concerned about these earthly things.
他不再顾念到这世上的事情。
Now that doesn't mean, brothers and sisters, we cannot have nice things.
这并不是说，我们不能够有好的东西。
God is the one who provides the shelter.
神是为我们预备遮蔽之处的。
He provides his clothing.
他为我们预备衣服。
We're thankful. With transportation, we could come from all different parts of the city this morning just to be together.
我们也感谢他为我们预备交通工具。我们今天早上能够从这个城里的各地来到这边聚集在他面前。
But in Abraham's life, we see the example of holding to these things lightly. They were not important.
但是我们在亚伯拉罕的生活里面，我们看见这些事情对他并不重要。
What was important to Abraham was God's interest, what God was after.
对他重要的事情乃是神的心意是什么，神所要得着的是什么。
Abraham seen that God had a purpose for him.
亚伯拉罕看见神在他的身上有一个心意。
And you and I are no different. God has a purpose for us.
今天我们也是一样的，神在我们每一个人身上都有一个目的。
And it's not making money and becoming important just for our own self-satisfaction.
并不是只是赚钱，让自己成为很重要的人物，是为了让我们自己得到享受。
It's not becoming great so we can write home to our relatives and say, come to Houston, I've made it.
或者是让我们变成我们变得很伟大，我们可以写信回家告诉家人说我在 Houston 很伟大，你们来看看我。
And the guidon was handed from Abraham to his son Isaac.
然后这个就从亚伯拉罕到以撒。
Abraham dug wells. Excuse me, Isaac dug wells.
以撒是挖井的。
Well, Abraham dug wells, and the point was Isaac uncovered those wells.
亚伯拉罕挖井，以撒再把这些井再挖掘出来。
But not only did he uncover the wells that his father Abraham dug,
他不仅以撒不仅把他父亲所挖的井再挖出来
，but he took additional ground, additional well.
他还在挖了新的井。
And we also have a beautiful picture of in Hebrews 11 of Isaac blessing Jacob and Esau.
我们在希伯来书第十一章里面也看见那非常美丽的图画，以撒为雅各和以扫祝福。
And oh, what a blessing that was!
那是一个何等的祝福。
We see two of the greatest blessings, and they're still in our presence even today. Spiritual and physical blessing that came down from Isaac.
我们看见他那样那个祝福，他不管是物质上的祝福，属灵上的祝福，直到今天还在我们中间。
All you have to do is go to the Middle East and see the kingdoms of the oil sheiks.
你只要到中东去看见那些石油王国的。
See the power of the Arab in the Arab world.
看见他们那个亚阿拉伯人他们的权利。
And you see the physical blessing that was bestowed upon these people.
你就看见他们在物质上所得到的祝福。
But thank the Lord, there's a contrast.
但是感谢主，有一个对比。
Isaac blessed his son Jacob.
以撒祝福他的儿子雅各。
And Jacob, of course, took much ground.
雅各也得到了许多的地图。
He blessed Joseph's son.
他祝福了约瑟的儿子。
You know, a blessing takes seeing.
祝福要能够祝福人，必须要有看见。
I think often we use this word very lightly. We say, God bless you.
我们常常很轻易的用这句话说，神祝福你。
If we've truly seen God and His Son, this can become a very meaningful blessing.
若是我们真实的看见神和他的儿子，这样的祝福就会成为非常有意义的。
Often we bring a curse upon people by saying, it's sure a lousy day today.
常常我们因着我们的说话说这今天真是不好，我们反而把咒诅带给人。
Have you ever been around people that everything is negative and all of a sudden it starts to encroach upon you?
你有没有发觉当你在有一些人中他们对每一件事情看的都是非常负面的时候，好像你自己也受到影响。
It's darkness.
因为就是黑暗。
Everything of God is good.
因为神所有的一切都是好的。
Everything of God is positive.
因为神所有的一切都是正面的。
Everything, if we're under the umbrella of God, it's a blessing.
若是我们在神的雨伞遮盖之下的话，都是祝福。
And we can say to one another, God bless you.
我们可以彼此对说神祝福你。
And mean it, and know what it means.
而且我们知道那什么意思，而且我们真有这样的心意。
This is what Jacob was able to do.
这就是雅各所能做的。
And we see his son Joseph claiming ground, even in enemy territory in Egypt.
我们看见他的儿子约瑟，即使在仇敌的土地中，他仍然能够夺取土地。
Did Joseph know God's eternal purpose?
约瑟知不知道神永远的旨意呢？
Did he know what God was after in relationship to his son?
他是不是知道神与他儿子之间关系是什么呢？
You know, often we just think of these stories. I think often there was God, and then there were these great patriarchs.
当我们想到这些故事的时候，我们就想到那是神和这些伟大的先祖们。
See, one of the mysteries in the Bible is God's Son.
圣经里面最大的奥秘就是他的儿子。
It's not that God wants to necessarily hide it. He just keeps it camouflaged, looking for those who want it, who are seeking after it.
他并不是神故意要把他儿子隐藏起来，而是他就把他遮盖起来，让那些真心寻求的人可以看见。
And if you look very carefully, you see that a person like Joseph knew exactly what God was after as far as dominion on this earth, as far as manifesting his son on this earth.
或是你看约瑟的生活的话，你可以看见他是真正的知道神的心意是什么，他乃是要在地上彰显他的儿子，要在地上能够管理治理。
And in Hebrews 11, we see, and it says, and Joseph told them to take his bones when they left Egypt.
在希伯来书第十一章，我们看见约瑟告诉他们说， 要把他的骸骨带到带带走。
We can't help but think of that verse, "You're bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh."
我们不得不想到说，你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这节圣经。
Joseph knew what the inheritance was.
约瑟他知道那个产业是什么。
It was Canaan, that type of Christ.
乃是迦南地，就是预表基督。
His career was in Egypt.
他的事业是在埃及里面。
He became famous in Egypt.
他在埃及里面成了很有名的人。
Much like Moses would a little bit later on.
就好像在等一下我们会看到摩西。
But that's not where his heart was.
但是他的心却不在那里。
Brothers and sisters, we can be in this world. We do not have to be attached to it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以生活在这个世界上，但是却不与这个世界有连接。
When you and I are fretting about our job, fretting about who's getting the promotion, who's not getting the promotion, we're still attached.
当我们在我们的工作上很焦躁的时候，觉得说为什么这个人被升迁，那个人没有，那我们就是还是与这个世界有连接。
And God in His sovereignty, He brings a lot of things into our environment during the day, during the day, during the course of a week, just to test us. As we heard last week from Brother Wei in Deuteronomy 8:2, those testing, what do they do? See, test our heart.
是在我们每一天的生活中。在每一周的里面，在神的主权之下，他把许多的事情我们的生活里面试了，为了要试验我们。就像上一个礼拜魏弟兄跟我们交通的，在生命记第八章第二节就说到神这些事情就是为了要来试验我们，看看我们心中的思念是什么。
Is our heart on earthly ground?
我们的心是在世上的地图呢？
Or is it on heavenly ground?
还是在属天的境界？
Anytime you and I are disappointed,We're still holding on to something down here.
任何时候我们觉得还有还失望的时候，我们就是还抓住了世上的什么东西。
Anytime we're upset, we're in control. We're on earthly ground.
任何时候我们还不高兴，我们就是还站在这世上的土地。
God has made provision that all ground, from the most inner part of our heart, all the way to that which is around us, the where we drive and so forth.Be under His control.
在神为我们有所预备，让我们从我们心最心内心的地图到我们周围的环境，都在他的掌管之下。
Moses saw that.
摩西看见了。
And it says in Hebrews 11 that he was willing to suffer the reproach, indignation of Christ for Christ.
在希伯来书第十一章就让我们看见。摩西宁可与神的百姓同受苦害，宁可与基督同受苦害。
He was willing to leave the immediate pleasures of Egypt and suffer the reproach of Christ.
他愿意离开那在最终的暂时的享乐，他愿意与基督一同受苦害。
I appreciate the Lord by slipping in for dummies like me a word like Christ there in Hebrews 11.
我实在是感谢主，他把基督这个词放在希伯来书这句话里面。
Because when we read Exodus and we read Leviticus, it's very difficult. In fact, you really never see the word Christ.
当我们特别是当我们在读到出埃及记、读到生命记的时候，我们看不见这个基督这个词在那。
And you kind of wonder, what did Moses' parents see? What did Moses see?
你常常会想说，到底摩西的父母看见什么？摩西看见什么呢？
They saw the invisible.
他们看见那个看不见。
Through Revelation, they saw down through that cord of history, the Christ child.
在异象中，他们看见那个将要来的基督孩。
Moses saw the one who held Egypt together.
摩西看见了那个把抓住埃及的。
Moses saw the one who made Pharaoh.
摩西看见了那创造造法老的。
He saw the Spirit of Christ give Pharaoh chance after chance to repent.
他看见基督的灵给法老一而再一而再而再的机会，让他能够反悔。
And Moses was willing to suffer because of what he saw.
摩西因着他所看见的，他就愿意受苦。
He says it's ground, God's ground or nothing.
他就说到要不就是神的地图。
He suffered 40 years just to be prepared to take ground.
他为着这个，他受苦了40年。
And then that day came, God spoke from the bush. He said, "Take off your shoes. You are on holy ground."
直到那一天，神在荆棘中对他说话，跟他说：“把你的鞋子脱下，因为这是圣地。”
And we get a clue right there. How do we take ground? It's through holiness.
在那边我们就看见人，我们怎么样能够来得到这个地图，就是借着
圣地。That ground that Moses was standing on, it's just as this it began to expand.
那个摩西所站的那个圣地就慢慢扩展。
And as Moses walked back into Egypt, he was on that ground. He stood on that ground and he said, let my people go.
当摩西回到埃及以后，他仍然站在那个圣地上，他就说，让我的百姓走。
He knew God wanted dominion.
他知道神愿意要来掌管。
He knew God wanted worship.
他知道神要得到他的敬拜。
And he stood.
他就站在那。
And who followed Moses?
那谁在摩西之后呢？
Joshua.
就是约书亚。
Joshua had seen under the tutelage of Moses what God was after.
在摩西的教导之下，约书亚看见神所要得着的是什么。
And we just commented on the 24th chapter of Joshua. Here's this beautiful story of God gaining this ground.
我们在约书亚记第二十四章刚刚就已经看见，这个美好的故事，神是如何得着了地图。
Everything that we see pictured in the New Testament in reality.Was there in type, was there as a shadow.
我们在新约所看见的这一切的，在旧约里面，在那边都不过是一个小影，不过是一个代表。
I don't think it was too much of a shadow for Joshua.
我想对约书亚而言，并不是一个小影。
I think though he had just partial scripture, partial Holy Spirit, Jesus had not come, yet he saw clearly.
虽然只是一部分的经节讲到这一些事情，虽然主耶稣还没有来，但是他已经看见了。
How much easier should it be for us today with a completed canon, with the whole textbook to take this ground?
今天我们有了整本书，我们能够看见整个迦南的故事，我们岂不更应该进入，更应该得着这个地吗？
The first thing that the Israelites took when they went across the Jordan River was Jericho.
当以色列人一过了约旦河之后，他们第一个城市得着的就是耶利哥城。
And there was a prostitute living in Jericho who took a section of the wall for the Lord.
在那边有一个妓女，她就为了主，她得着了那个在城墙上的一块地。
We wonder what she saw.
我们不知道她看见什么。
Well, when she put that scarlet cord out, we know exactly what she saw.
当他把那朱红色的线放在那里的时候，我们知道他看见了什么。
She saw that it was possible for God Almighty to have a relationship with man.
他看见了说，是有可能这位至高至大的神，能够与人有一个关系。
And in that sinful city, with her sinful past as a prostitute, she took ground right on the wall of Jericho that never fell.
在那个充满了罪恶的城市里面，在那个他。过去落在罪恶里面的生活里面，他在那个城墙上为神得着了一块地。
And we also see another principle in taking ground, and that is she also took it for her family.
我们在那边又看见另外一个原则，就是她也为着她的家来得着这块地。
She said, "This is God's ground."
她说这是神的地。
And God honored that and saved her family.
神就尊重他，然后拯救了他整个家。
They had to be inside.
他们必须要在里面。
They could not be wandering around the city.
他们不能够在城市里面。
They had to come under the blood of the Lord Jesus, receive Christ.
他们必须要在主耶稣的宝血之下，在里面得到基督。
And they were saved.
那他们就得到拯救。
I'm not talking about their life being saved, their physical life. I am talking about.A life-changing experience.
我并不是说他说到他们外面的生命得到拯救，而是说他们在里面有一个改变。
There's many women in the Bible that I really appreciate.
在圣经里面有许多的妇女，我是非常喜欢的。
But this is one of my favorite.
这是我最喜欢的。
Because Rahab the prostitute became the great-great-grandmother of King David and the Lord Jesus.
妓女拉合，她成为大卫，我们主耶稣的曾祖母。
As we have the opportunity today, brothers and sisters, to give a place for the Lord Jesus.
我们今天也有机会能够把为神来得到这个地图。
not just eternal security, we're talking about our whole life.
并不只是一个永生，乃是我们一生的年日。
This woman became one of those most radical changed people.
这个妇女成为一个有一个彻底改变的妇女。
Let's look at Judges.
那我们看看
We move from Joshua and Rahab into the book of Judges, and we see this ground constantly being taken.
我们从约书亚记，从拉合的身上，我们到士师记，来看见这个地是一直在那边被得着的。
And of course, I can't go too far into these Judges without mentioning in the third chapter Ehud.
我们在到士师记里面第三章，我们就看到以户。
I mention him for two reasons, Brother Wei and my son.
我提到他是为了有两个原因，一个是魏弟兄，还有一个是我的儿子。
Isn't your dad left-handed? Isn't Brother Wei left-handed?
魏弟兄是不是左手？
Yeah, originally I think he was left-handed. Okay.
他本来是用左手。
Because Ehud is a left-handed man.
因为以户是一个用左手的，一个左手的人。
And goes without saying, this is my son's favorite story because he's left-handed.
我的儿子他是用左手，这是他最喜欢的一个故事。
But here is a man who took on the Moabites.
在这里有一个人，他就来攻击那个摩亚人。
Moab was the first son of Lot.
摩亚是
Lot. And became
罗德的儿子。
And became the enemy of Israel.
他变成以色列的仇敌。
And God raised up this man, Ehud.
神就兴起了以户。
Hold this ground and take this ground for himself.
他就为了神来得到这块地。
It's an interesting story how Ehud kills King Elon.
以户他怎么样把摩亚王杀死的这个故事是非常有趣的。
Eglon was the king.
伊基伦是一个王。
And Ehud kills him.
以户把他杀死了。
And for 80 years, there is peace.
国中就太平了80年。
After this battle, after he killed the king, they destroyed 10,000 of the enemy.
当他把这个摩亚王杀死以后，他们就击杀了摩亚人大概10,000。
One man secured an area for the Lord.
有一个人为神得着了一块地。
Most of us would just love to live to be 80.
有许多我们大部分人都想希望能够活到80岁。
Here's a man that held the ground.
但是在这边有一个人，他为神 得到了那个地，是神的地。
The enemy will not come into this area.
仇敌不能够进到这块地。
This is God's desire.
这是神的心意。
This is His will.
这是他的心意。
And I'm holding it.
我来抓住他。
We move on a couple chapters later, and we see another beautiful woman, Deborah the prophetess.
我们在下一章就看到底波拉这个女先知。
Here we see a woman who's in tune with the Lord.
我们看见这一位姊妹，她是与神是合一的。
She knows exactly what the enemy is doing.
她知道仇敌所做的是什么。
She expects and knows what is coming.
她知道，而且她也预测要发生的事情。
And she hooks up with a man called Barak.
她就与巴拉在一起。
And we've all heard that behind, you know, every man there's a good woman. Well, this is a true case. Thank the Lord, Barak has Deborah behind him.
我们常常听到说，在一个成功的男人后面一定有一个好的女人。这实在就是感谢神，在这个故事里面是真实的。在巴拉后面就是有底波拉。
Barak knew what it meant to be corporate.
巴拉知道如何与人合作。
He says, "I'll go to war. You say there's gonna be war." You gotta come with me.
巴拉说，你说是有征战要来，我会去的，但是你必须跟我一起去。
So we see Deborah giving the whole battle plan.
所以我们看见底波拉把整个战争的计划都告诉他。
And she tells him exactly what to do. She says, "You take your men, you take your 10,000 men, and you go up to the Mount Tabor."
他跟他说，你到你就带你的10,000人到那个山上去。
Now Tabor is out in the middle of a valley. It's just kind of one of these big ant hills out in the middle of the valley.
这个塔伯这个山是在一个平原里面，就这么一座山。
In fact, it's so pronounced that many Christians, particularly the Catholic faith, believe that this was where Jesus was transfigured.
许多人甚至特别是天主教人，他们就认为说，就在这个山上，主耶稣被提取。
Where most of us believe that it was Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon, where Jesus was transfigured.
对不起，刚刚是主耶稣改变形象，其实是在赫门山上。
And when you stand on this mountain, you can look all directions, all the way around, and there's just beautiful farmland, beautiful valley.
当你站在这座山上，你可以四处观望，就是非常美丽的田。
When I stood on the top, when I personally stood on the top of that mountain, it was very cloudy. The clouds were on the mountain. I could not see the valley, and I was very disappointed because down below those clouds was the valley of Armageddon.
当我站在那个山上的时候，那天刚好有很深的云彩把一切都遮盖住了，我心里面就很失望，因为在那下面就是阿米吉顿平原。
And there is a very crooked road going up this mountain, and there's only cars that would shuttle you up to the top. And we had 150 of us, and we would get shuttled up, and as the people would come back down, they'd say, you can't see very much, it's all stocked over.
那个路是非常的曲折的，是有车子把我们带上去，那有人就是一批一批的带上去，有人下来就说那里云太重了，看不见什么。
And, this was an example when the first shall be last. Finally, being the last person, I got to go up.
这就是一个故事能让我们看见说在前的将要在后，那我是在后面的人，我就后来就上
去。And as we got to the mountain of the top of Mount Tabor, it opened up, and there was the Valley of Armageddon.
那我们当我们上到塔伯山上以后，那个云彩就开了，我们就看到整个阿米吉顿的平原。
So it was kind of interesting to just visualize in our mind this great battle that's still in the future when the blood will flow as high as the bridle on the horses that day.
就让我们想起了那将要发生的事情，就是在那边有阿米吉顿大战争，那个血会一直蔓延，一直高涨高到马的。
But there was a day in history when this ground was also taken for the Lord.
在历史上这个地也曾经被神所得着。
Because once Barak got on top of that mountain, Deborah, in another place, egged the enemy to charge the mountain, to go on up that mountain.
当他上到这个山上以后，狄波拉在别的地方就叫这些仇敌，让他们都上到那山上。
Which, if you know anything about military tactics, is a very poor thing to do, is to try and take someone that's on high ground.
你若是知道战争的计划的话，这是一个非常不恰当的举动，因为你要想到得到一个在上面的人。
And of course, I think some of you know the story. Barak came down off and destroyed the people.
那你就知道这个故事呢，巴拉就下来把这所有的人都剿灭。
All but one person, Sisera.
全部的人除了一个人叫西西拉。
All the ground had been taken but one person, Sisera, the commander of the army, of the enemy army.
所有的土地都得着了，只有西西拉一个人就是元帅。
And he was pursued.
他就被追赶。
But there were allies along the road.
那些有同盟的人在路上。
And this famous person, Jael, lured him into her tent.
这个很有名的人雅意就把他引诱到他的帐篷里。
And she said, get under this rug, I'll cover you up.
你到这个被子下我来遮盖你。
And of course he wanted some water and she being very smart says, here, have some of this rich goat milk.
他只是要水喝，他就非常聪明的跟他说，你就喝一些这些羊奶吧。
And you know what milk will do?When you have just fought a big battle and you worked very hard, it'll put you to sleep in a minute.
你知道牛奶会产生什么功用？当你刚刚才打完战争，非常疲倦的时候，它立刻就让你睡觉。
And in 1 minute or 2 minutes, he was fast asleep, and she went over, took a big spike, and drove it through his head into the ground.
过了一两分钟以后，西西拉就睡着了，然后他就把那个橛子拿来，把它从他的头里面打进去。
That's taking the kingdom by violence.
这就是以努力以暴力进入天国。
That's not being sentimental.
这个并不是情感性。
This is doing business for God.
这是乃是为神工作。
It's kind of interesting then to read Deborah's song in the next chapter.
在下面一章我们就读到底波拉的歌是非常有趣的。
And his mother, this general's mother is saying, where's the army? Maybe they're collecting their spoils.
西西拉的母亲就在那边说这军队的这些军人都到哪里去呢也许他们正在那边收集掠物。
Maybe the commander hasn't come back because he is donning himself with his embroidery spoils of the enemy.
西西拉他还没有回来也许是他把那些绣花的彩衣都披在身上。
And since this is in poetic form, it's kind of interesting because he is enshrouded in this Persian rug.
他是好像披戴了这些波斯的地毯。
This embroidery cloth is around him.
这些绣花的布在他的身上。
That's the wrong ground.
但是是在一个不对的地上。
Deborah and Barak took the right ground.
底波拉和巴拉取得了对的地图。
And of course we could talk about Gideon.
我们可以说到基甸。
From 20,000 men to 300, he took ground.
他带着两三万人他也得到了那个地。
Ruth?
路德。
She was the enemy. She was one of those Moabites.
他是摩亚人。
But she had seen something.
但是他看见了一
次。She had seen something through the testimony of her aunt Naomi.
他看见了他拿尔米身上的一些见证。
Mother-in-law, right?
Mother-in-law.她婆婆拿尔米身上的见证。
She had seen what God was after.
她看见神要得着的是什么。
And she made that wonderful statement, where you go, I'll go.
她就说了这非常好的话，她说你
无论
到哪里去
lodge,
我就到哪里去。你在哪里停留我也在哪里。
Your people will be my people.
你的名就是我的名。
Your God will be my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Where you die, I will die.
你在哪里死我也在哪里。
There I will be buried.
我在那里要被埋葬。
She came back to take ground.
她回来她得到了这个地。
And she also became, even as a heathen previous, became the great-grandmother of David. Became the great-great-grandmother of the Lord Jesus.
她原是一个外邦女子但是因着信她成为了大卫的曾祖母。
Oh, there's another favorite woman, that's Esther.
再来就是以斯拉。
Did she take ground?
以斯帖他有没有得着地图?
She took ground like no woman has ever taken ground.
没有一个妇人像他这样得到那块地。
And it would be a story in itself to see how one woman who was second to the king from India to Ethiopia, a foreigner, took ground.
他是在这个王他所掌管的地方是从印度一直到Ethiopia 他是在王旁边的他在而且他是一个不是他们同他是外邦的女子他得到了那个地。
A woman who 75,000 people, terrorist people, in her domain wanted to have her killed.
在他的国内许多的人要他能要来杀死他。
What odds?
这个比例是非常大。
What pressure?
他的压力是何等的大。
But she knew what ground she was on.
但是他知道他站在什么地。
She knew the ground that God wanted.
他也知道神所要得到的地。
And she stood.
而且他站。
She went before the king.
他来到王的面前。
And she stated her case.
他陈述了他的案件。
And in return, those 75,000 people were killed.
然后这些七万多人都被杀死了。
By the remnant of Jews in the land.
就是被在当地的那些剩下来的犹太人。
In closing, what is to be taken back?
我们最后讲到说我们要得回什么东西呢?
Where is the ground today?
今天的我们所站的地是什么呢?
Well, we've alluded to it as we've been speaking.
我们已经在我们说的时候已经提到了。
All we have to do is look in the mirror and we can see something that has to be taken back.
只要我们站在镜子面前我们就可以看见我们所要得回的是什么。
Our human spirit, our body, our soul needs to be consecrated.
我们的灵魂体都应该献上。
It needs to come upon this holy ground.
我们都应该站在这圣地上。
It needs to be touched by a Holy Spirit.
我们都应该被这个圣灵所摸。
Not a worldly spirit.
并不是被世上的灵。
Not a selfish spirit.
并不是一个自私的灵。
Brothers and sisters, our marriages need to be taken back.
我们的婚姻也要被带回来。
There is far too much death in this relationship.
在这个关系里面有许许多多的死亡。
There is such a limitation of the Lord Jesus in this relationship.
在这个关系里面，主耶稣是受到何等大的限制。
Husband and wife not praying together.
夫妻没有在一起祷告。
For their marriage.
为着他们的婚姻。
Much less for their progeny, their family.
更也没有为着他们的家庭。
This needs to be taken back.
这个必须要被夺回来。
Families.
家庭。
Children.
儿女们。
They walk out into the world every day. We let them go just blindly.
他们每一天都要进到这个世上去，我们就让他们这样子走出去。
Not realizing that their teachers, the stuff that is being taught them, is of the world.
我们没有发现说他们所受的教育，老师所对他们说的话都是这属实。
They listen to these teachers 6-8 hours a day.
他们一天6到8个小时都在听这些老师讲话。
These teachers are not saved.
这些老师并没有得救。
Some that are saved know very limited of what God's after.
也许有一些是得救，但是他们却对神的认识非常渺微少。
And our number one concern is that they don't get run over.
我们第一个首先担心的就是他们没有被车子压到。
And all the time their heart is being pulled away, stripped away by this worldly influence.
但是我们却没有想到他们的心灵一直被这世上的影响所夺去。
Now there's a way that we can send our children to school and take ground.
有一个我们可以把我们的孩子送去学校，但是我们可以为他得到那块地。
But it's not through just a couple words of encouragement.
并不是只是一些鼓励的话。
These strongholds have to be torn down.
这些坚固的营垒必须要被拆毁。
We have to enshroud our children every morning with God's grace and God's love as we pray for them.
当我们为他们祷告的时候，让他们充满了神的恩典和慈爱。
Or they will lap that up, that what they hear in a New York minute. They will fall for the trap of the world.
否则他们就会落入这世上的陷阱里。
The body of Christ.
基督的身体
is ground that needs to be taken.
也是我们所要夺回的一个地图。
This is to be an expression of the Lord Jesus.
这个必须要成为主耶稣基督的一个彰显。
And it's not going to happen just by all of us bringing a hot dish and sitting around and talking a few minutes.
若是我们每一个人只是带一些食物进来，然后坐在那边讲，交通并不能够。
There are forces of power.To try to get between, to bring vain imaginations into our heart, it causes dissension, causes hatred between us, bitterness.
有一些的势力，有一些的思想，会进入到我们的心里面，叫我们在我们中间产生分裂。
It causes us to blame one another.
叫我们来互相责怪。
And when we come to the meeting, we have to cry out, Lord, cover me with your spirit.Fill me with your spirit. I need your spirit of love. Because when I come into that group, there are things that just irritate me.
我们每一次来聚会以前必须要求主用他的圣灵来包围我们，用他的圣灵来充满我们，以他的爱来充满我们，因为我们一进到聚会里面，一定会遇到一些不如意的事。
Incidentally, this isn't just a couple people. This is every one of us, sooner or later, will be faced with this.
并不是说只有某一些人才会有这个问题，乃是我们每一个人迟早都会遇见这件事。
And if I had time, we would go spend some time on how Israel is being recovered into God's ground.
若是有些时间，我愿意交通到看见以色列他们是如何被神恢复过来，得到他们的地。
It's a beautiful story. On 1948, a parcel of land that God has always promised had been set aside. People have been scattered to the far ends of the earth, and they are coming back and settling there.
在1948年，在神所应许的地上，这些四散的民，他们又聚集在一起。
Even in a physical way.
乃是在外面上。
To display a more important principle the principle of the spiritual ground that is being guarded.
让我们看见一个很重要的原则，就是在属灵的境界里，他们也得着。
What keeps us from taking ground?
有哪一些事情使我们今天还得不着这个地的
？Ignorance.
无知。
Some people say, I didn't know there was any ground to be taken.
有些人说我根本不知道，我们还需要来得着一些地图。
I have my ground. My house is almost paid for.
我有我的地图，我的房子终于快要付完了。
I didn't know we were in a spiritual warfare.
我不知道我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
Ignorance blinds us.
无知就叫使我们成为瞎眼。
Our flesh, our bone, our flesh, our blood is a hindrance.
我们的肉体也成为我们的障碍。
All we have to do is look in the mirror. We just how beautiful I am.
只要我们站在镜子面前，就认为说我是多么的漂亮。
And then in this flesh there are desires, there are lusts. Lust means I just want it now.
在我们这个肉体里面就有一些欲望，就是我现在就要得着。
And if we want something, how can God give us what He desires and wants?
若是我们还有我们自己的喜爱，那神怎么能够得着他所要得着
？And then of course there's this self life.
那还有就是我们这个己生命。
I'm important.
我是很重要的。
Like Cain, I am big.
好像该隐一样说我是很伟大的。
And there's no repentance. There's no way of ever getting ground in ourselves, much less our family, anyone else.
我们既然没有悔改的心，我们自己都不能够为自己得着地图，我们怎么能够为我们家里的人
？And we're not able to take ground because we are worldly people.
因为我们是属世的人，所以我们没有办法得着为自己为主得着地图。
Unlike Enoch.Unlike Moses, unlike Abraham, who lived up here, we're comfortable here. We love this earth.
不像以诺，不像摩西，不像亚伯拉罕，他们的心是向着天的。我们在地上生活的非常的舒适。
Sometimes we only communicate with our wives is when we come home and say, "I got a raise."
我们唯一跟我们妻子讲话的时候，就是我们当我们加薪的时候。
Let's go out for dinner.
那我们出去吃饭吧。
We have a little relationship.
我们有一点的关系。
But it's worldly.
但是都是属世。
Worldly basis.
都是属世界的。
Brothers and sisters, there needs to be repentance. This world is part of us.
我们必须要有悔改的心，因为这世界实在就是我们的一部分。
We are comfortable here.
我们在这里面是非常的舒适。
And the Lord needs to shake us.
神必须要来震动我们。
This ground is going to burn.Burn.
这个我们所有的这个地图是将要被烧掉。
The Lord in the future is going to get His ground by starting all over, burning it.
神将来他一定会得到他的地图，他就要把这一切的都烧毁。
Why not take some ground that is eternal?
为什么不得到一些永远的的地图呢
？Have you ever seen what a house looks like in 100 years?
你有没有看见一栋房子100年以后的情景是怎么样？
If it looks like anything, have you ever considered the amount of maintenance that's ever gone into that thing to make it look like something in 100 years?
你100年以后，你是想要做一些维护的工作呢
？It's always deteriorating.
总是往下走。
We hold on to this thing.
我们却紧紧地抓住它。
We think it's great.
我们觉得它非常好。
It's gonna burn.
也都会被烧掉。
But there's some ground. There's a ground that's not gonna burn.
但是有一些的地图是不会被烧掉。
And of course, Satan is behind all of these forces that keeps us from taking this ground.
当然，撒旦是在这一切事物的后面，他来阻挡我们，来得着我们应当得的地图。
How do we take ground?
那我们如何来得到地图呢
？Well, first of all, we have to have the vision of these people that we just talked about.
首先我们必须要像我们刚刚所提到的这些人一样，我们要有一个意向。
Okay, well, there has to be this repentant spirit, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
在历代志下。七章十五节所说的，我们要有一个悔改的灵。
Where God says, "If you will humble yourself, I will heal your land."
神说，你们若是自己谦卑的话，我就要来医治这地。
I'll heal you.
我要来医治你。
I'll heal that marriage.
我要来医治那个婚姻。
Where we live together, but we live apart.
虽然我们是住在一起，但是我们却是互相远离的。
I'll bring that family back together so that there is a oneness in Christ, and the family is talking about the Lord.
我会把那个家庭带回，他们在基督里乃是合一的，他们在家里面常常提到主。
The pressures that the children face each day at school are handled on the authority of the Lord.
小孩子们所在外面所遇到的各式各样的压力，都是在这个主的主权之下来对付。
Not some human viewpoint.
并不是一些人的尝试。
A sister says this week that she's been just really suffering physically.
有一个姊妹说她这个礼拜她实在在身体上有受到许多的痛苦。
She knows when it started, this suffering.
她知道是这个是从什么时候开始的。
When the children went back to school.
当小孩子们回到学校去上学以后。
So she's worried about the children.
那她就开始为着孩子们担心。
About the bully. Big bully.
这些压力。
About the, their health.
他们的健康。
About the teacher, is the teacher going to be too tough?
这些老师们，老师会不会太难呢？
She thought that the alternative was maybe going back to work.
她想到这个，也许解决之道就是回去工作。
Go back to work, maybe I won't be so worried.
也许她回去工作以后，她就不会这么担心了。
This is the world.
这是世上。
That's not going to help.
这不会帮助你。
Is that going to help the child from being infiltrated by this teacher that's teaching human viewpoint?
你想这会不会帮助那个孩子他在接受老师对他所讲教导的那些的东西呢
？No vision, no revelation.
没有意象就没有启示。
To enter into this ground that God wants us to take, there must be life.
我们要进入到神要我们得着的这个地图，我们必须要有这个生命。
And every one of you who have accepted Christ this morning have that life in you.
每一个在座的，你们若是今天早上已经接受基督的话，有这个生命在里面。
And with that life comes a nature.
有了这个生命，就有了性质。
You might have noticed that when you accepted Christ, maybe there was a patience there that you did not have before. It's a nature.
你也许会发现，当你一接受主以后，在里面有一种温柔是你以前所没有的。
But there's one thing you didn't have when you became born again, and that is you did not have character.
但是有一样东西，当你得救的时候，你却没有，就是性格。
The character of Christ is needed to take ground.
乃是要有基督的性格，才能够来得到这个地图。
And the character of Christ only comes through the cross, through time and experiences.
要能够得到基督的性格，我们必须要经过十字架，经过时间，经过一些的经历。
Of accepting the hindrances that are put in our life during the week with grace, with God's character, with His nature.
借着神的恩典，借着神的性情，我们能够很愉快的接受每一个阻挡。
And guess what the result is? A personality.
然后就能够产生一个人，就会个性就产生出来。
God's character in you produces a personality.
神的性格在你里面就产生了一个性。
And as our brother said Saturday night.The image of Christ results.
就像我们弟兄星期六晚上所交通的，就是神的形象就产生。
And we come full circle.
我们这是绕了一个大圈。
What's God's goal?
神的目标是什么
？That many would see the image of Christ.
众人都要看见神的形象。
And this is the ground.
这就是那个地图。
This is what God has been after.
这就是神所要得着的。
This is the ground.
这就是那地图。
In our lives, in our marriages, in our families, this ground.
在我们个人的生活上，在我们的婚姻里面，在我们的家庭里面，就是这个地图。
And we take this not only by having the character of Christ, but through prayer.
我们得到这个有基督的性格在我们里面，乃是借着祷告。
God calls the assembly the house of prayer.
神称为这聚会的地方，成为祷告的点。
He doesn't call it a place of teaching.
他并没有说是一个教导的地方。
He could call it that.
他可以这样说。
He doesn't call it a place of doctrine.
他也没有说这是一个传教义的地方。
He calls it a house of prayer.
他乃是称这个地方为祷告的点。
Because this is where we declare God as Lord.
在这边。我们就宣称主是主。
Of our situation.
在我们的遭遇上。
And that takes faith.
借着信。
We have to learn to bind and loose.
我们要学习 来捆绑来释放。
We have to learn to persevere.
我们要学习来忍耐。
And then we'll take ground.
那我们就能够得着地图。
Shall we pray?
让我们有点祷告。
Father, we're thankful this morning that the Lord Jesus has taken this ground.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。今天早上，我们的主耶稣基督已经得着了这块地。
And by a simple act of faith, we can take ground in our own sphere of influence.
借着信，我们也能够在我们周遭的环境里面得着这块地。
That we do not have to be the rag doll of the world.
我们并不需要成为这世上的一个挖破烂挖挖。
Of our flesh.
成肉体。
Of Satan.
仇敌。
Of self.
自己。
But we can, through faith, bring into effect a force, a dynamite that is powerful.
借着信，我们能够把那大的伟大的能力带进来。
A spirit that rules over our flesh.
让这个圣灵能够来支配我们的生活。
A spirit that rules over our self life.
让这个圣灵来支配我们的己生命。
A spirit that rules and prevails over our marriages.
让这圣灵来支配，来胜过我们的婚姻。
Over our families.
在我们的家庭里。
And over your testimony here in Houston.
在你在这 Houston 这个地方的见证。
And your testimony universal.
在这全宇宙性的见证。
We're thankful that you're taking ground throughout the world.
我们感谢你今天在这全世界你都得到。
Not very many people know it.
虽然不是很多人知道。
But we're thankful, Father, that it's being done.
但是我们感谢你天父，因为已经成就。
And we desire to come into the reality of it also.
我们愿意进入到这个的实际里。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。